Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where this is our first day of the 12 Days of Christmas. So, as you can imagine, we are going to be talking about Christmas-themed movies and Christmas movies. So, I hope you are prepared to have some fun, because I know I am. This is my favorite time of the year. I'm going to be doing something a little bit special. We're going to be running a contest during these 12 days of Christmas. And the prize will be announced on Christmas. But in order to participate, I'm going to be giving clues on each of these 12 days of Christmas. So you're going to want to keep track of these clues. And then on Christmas, or actually Christmas Eve, I'm going to give you the opportunity to submit what you think it's going to be. And any number of people who submit the correct guesses will get one of the prizes. So what is that going to be? Well, you're going to have to wait and find out. But to start, our very first clue is the sound of a clock. What could that mean? Well, you're going to have to wait and find out. But again, that is our first clue. So be sure and keep track of that, because you're going to want to collect the clues from here up until Christmas Eve. So that's going to be 11 clues. And if you can figure out what it is and you submit it to Movie Deputy, and if you were one of the correct guessers, like I said, anybody who guesses correct will win one of the prizes, but you're not going to find out what the prize is until Christmas Day. So, are you ready? Are you excited? I hope so. And I apologize, my computer is making all sorts of weird noises and bleeps and stuff on that. So, the first movie that we are going to be talking about for our 12 Days of Christmas is one that came out in 2017. This one is called The Man Who Invented Christmas. Now, some of the movies that we're going to be talking about over these 12 days of Christmas are going to be ones that you're very familiar with, and there's going to be other ones like this that you probably haven't heard of, but I'm hoping that that's going to be the surprise of it all. So like I said, you're going to want to play along. You're going to want to make sure you come back for all of the 12 days of Christmas, especially the 11, so you can get all 11 clues. But I'm so looking forward to this, and I'm so hoping it's going to be fun and just happy for all of us. But I'm going to go ahead and jump right in with The Man Who Invented Christmas. Now, this story, I actually did give this a pretty good rating on the Movie Deputy scale. I gave it a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, and this also got an innocent rating. So to kind of give you an idea roughly where the theme of the story, all the movies that we are going to be talking about for the 12 Days of Christmas will be innocent movies. These are going to be ones that are safe for the entire family. And so I'm just hoping that you will come back and participate for all of these days. But I want to share with you the original review that I had written for this movie back in 2017. Christmas time is a time filled with magic and joy. A time that we all find the magic within ourselves and others. How did that begin? Was it the birth of a king? Was it a pagan ritual? Or was it something else entirely? This dares to explore the mind of Charles Dickens. You may be thinking, whoa, wait a minute. But stay with me. It'll all make sense soon. Charles Dickens was and is a well-known author. His stories inspired many all over the world. When he finds himself blocked, commonly known as writer's block, he must find a new inspiration. Once he finds what it is, he'll set a seemingly impossible goal, giving himself a mere matter of weeks to write, print, and distribute this new story. As he delves deeper into the story and the characters, we get to see a side of him that will leave you wondering if he was either absolutely magnificent or absolutely mad. Here we follow him through this process, seeing more of him than many of ever might have known. In doing so, he helps us to experience Christmas like never before. Fans of the traditional A Christmas Carol will be astounded as to the making of sorts. Those who aren't the biggest Holiday or Dickens fans might want to wait. It's a bit slow at times, but this intricate tale is a poignant portrayal of a timeless tale and how it came to be. So as you can see, there's a little bit of magic in a story like this, and sometimes that little bit of magic is all it takes to ignite a spark that can just do magical things. So I hope you have enjoyed this first of our 12 days of Christmas. As always, I will be back tomorrow. And if you're wondering, yes, we are going to be talking about the Christmas Carol, but our next 3 days are something special that we're doing. It's a story that you're familiar with, presented in 3 different ways. Now, what story could I be talking about? You'll have to come back and find out. But again, you don't forget to scroll back and get the clue for today's thing, because I'm only going to be repeating the clue once per episode. So you'll have to be sure and make sure you catch that clue and make note of it so that you can enter to win one of our fabulous prizes. I am so looking forward to this. This is going to be so much fun. So I'm hoping you are having as much fun with this as I am. I am counting down the days to Christmas just like you. And if you want to see something special, I actually had a chance a couple years ago to talk to Santa Claus. And over on our Movie Deputy channel, there's the recording of that phone call that I had with Santa. So if that's something that you want to check out, feel free to go over and check that out as well. But until then, I will be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.